RadioArchives.com presents Golden Harvest, an adventure of Dan Fowler by C.K.M. Scanlon, read by Milton Bagby. In the days of J. Edgar Hoover's Untouchables, one lawman took on the super criminals even Elliot Ness couldn't touch. Dan Fowler, G-Man. The greatest FBI special agent of his generation, Fowler operated nationwide, hunting down spies, kidnappers, counterfeiters, murderers, and other dire threats to law and order beyond the jurisdiction of local authorities. Assisted by the youthful agent Larry Kendall and brave Sally Vane, Dan Fowler crushed crime with an infallible combination of scientific criminology and punishing Tommy gun lead. And now, Dan Fowler's thrilling adventure, Golden Harvest. Chapter 1. Death Thumbs a Ride. The lurching mine truck, engine whining raucously in second gear, made its way down the ever-dropping sinuous road that led into Bakerstown. The sun, red and dull, was sinking low in the west. Darkness was settling fast, and a thin mist was rising. It collected in small pools that grew ever larger and finally joined together to manufacture a dismal gray blanket that obliterated landmarks on the ragged terrain.
"Be glad when we get down into town," the driver said to the guards huddled together in the truck behind him. "It's a nice night for a murder."
"Yeah," a man cradling a sawed-off shotgun in his arms grunted. "I never feel comfortable until I see this stuff safely unloaded, Shorty. About $90,000 in this box under our pants."
Another truck rider laughed.
"Getting nervous, huh, Mooney? You've been carting this stuff around for 10 years, and you ain't used to it yet. If anybody wants to lift this stuff, they better be strong guys. 210 troy pounds here."
Brakes squealed as the truck swung around a sharp bend in the road. A line of timber loomed up ahead, and the swirling mists seemed thicker there. The driver was off his seat, his short, thick-set body leaning far over the wheel. He drew a sleeve across his tortured eyes and cursed.
"Hell of a night to... what the..."
As he spoke, a ghostly figure leaped to the running board of the crawling truck, and a wet hand reached inside. It held a gun, and the miner felt its cold muzzle smash heavily against the side of his head. Above the sound of screaming brakes, a hideous noise became manifest. It was a stuttering metallic roar that endured for nearly 20 breathless seconds. Machine gun slugs bit through the wooden sides of the truck, ripped through the bodies of the guards, and sent them sprawling to the floor, writhing and bleeding. Voices boomed out then, the staccato voices of grim killers, gripped with nerve-strumming tension.
"Make it fast, you buzzards! Get that gold out of the truck! Get it to the car!"
the leader ordered. It was no sixth sense that warned the driver of the truck that he was looking at the world for the last time when he tumbled off the machine. He tried desperately to break away in the fog, but bullets cut him down before he could reach the screen of pines. He got to his hands and knees, after terrible effort, looked toward the truck. He saw a man come into the road, saw him through a deepening red mist. His last dying thought was that he had never seen as big a human being before. Death took him then, flattened him in the wet weeds. The killers worked with calculated, swift precision. Four men leaped into the truck and lifted the heavy wooden box that had been on its way to the express office in Bakerstown. Three others stood waiting outside, heavily armed. Then, from the darkness of the woods, came the sudden kickover of an engine.
"Faster!" the apparent leader of the black crew flung out. "That box isn't nailed down. I gave this job just 15 minutes. Take a minute over, and it'll cost you $50 a man." "Ha! That peps you mugs up."
He stood there in the mists, this man, and the crown of his battered black hat seemed to brush the needles of a pine branch.